He knew he would never love another living soul the way he loved this woman.
She shook her head against his chest, and he carefully pulled her away, gutted by the sheen of tears in her brilliant brown eyes. Even in sorrow, she was the most beautiful woman in the world to him. He couldn't remember his life before she entered it. He held the single most precious thing to him in the world in his arms, and he was powerless to give her what she wanted most. A child.
"No more, Gavin," she said,
her throat working up and down as if the words were painful to speak.
"I can't take another loss. I can't do it anymore."
The utter despair in his beloved wife's voice was more than he could bear. He was precariously close to losing control over his own emotions. Only his vow to be an unyielding rock for his wife kept him in check. She needed his strength, not his weakness. And the hell of it was, he only had one weakness in his life. Ginger. His wife, lover, and absolute soulmate. He would have laughed at the idea of fate and soulmate. The professor of his human resources and development class had once said that the concept of there only being one person out there for you was utterly false. That you could fall in love and love many different people in your life. He believed the exact same thing until one day a beautiful chestnut-headed, brown-eyed, adorably shy woman had walked into his life, and his existence had been irrevocably changed. He'd known since the very first time she'd shyly accepted a dinner invitation with him that he was already in so deep that he had no hope of ever finding his way out. He hadn't wanted to. Gavin was a man who was decisive, could handle any issue flung his way. He had the total package, or so women like to tell him. Good-looking, charismatic, dark and brooding and wealthy. He was no naive fool. The last attribute was his most compelling one. The women he'd been with hadn't likely given thought to anything beyond the tag that was solidly fixed on his forehead. Billionaire. He'd actually laid eyes on Ginger the very first time, ironically, when he'd been out with another woman. He'd had his entire evening planned, in fact. Nice dinner, intimate atmosphere, flirt with his date, whose name completely escaped him now, and then go back to her place to have sex before returning to his own apartment. No one came to his home or invaded his private sanctuary. Sex was always at his date's place or in a hotel, and he always left afterward. To some women that made him a cold bastard, but he was hardly hypocrite enough to indulge in post-coital cuddle when he'd made it clear that there would be no emotional entanglements. He hadn't stayed when he'd dropped his date off, much to her disappointment. His mind had been too occupied with a sweet, smiling waitress with big brown, shy eyes who blushed when he stared at her for too long. He wasn't normally so ill-mannered or lacking in social graces, but he'd been captivated by her from the moment he'd laid eyes on her, and so the next night he'd gone back to the restaurant. Alone. He'd made certain he was seated in her section of tables, and he'd proceeded to be the most demanding of customers, commanding her attention every few minutes for some trumped-up need. It had taken 3 agonizingly long weeks before he'd been able to talk her into going out with him to dinner. 3 weeks of self-induced celibacy, because he'd known that she would be the last woman in his bed forever, so he hadn't minded the wait. It had then taken him 6 more months of dating before he took things further than heated goodnight kisses and feeling the warmth of her soft body against his while he held her. It had been the best 6 months of his life. The night he'd finally taken her to bed and very gently made her his, he'd proposed and she'd cried all over him. It had taken him 3 more months of her practically living with him to talk her into accepting his marriage proposal, but once he'd gained her acceptance, his patience had fled. He'd hustled her in front of a judge at the very first opportunity, and had claimed her for all time. After a blissful year of having her entirely to himself, and he was extremely possessive and selfish of his time with her, she'd begun talking about having his child. He hadn't thought he could be happier than he was. But then he'd begun imagining sweet little girls who looked just like their mama, and he'd been determined to fill their home with 12 if that was what she wanted. And that was where they'd hit a brick wall. She'd gotten pregnant right away to both their delight, only for her to miscarry a few short weeks later. And so had begun their nightmare of endless hope and then dismay. The final straw had come when she'd become pregnant again earlier this year.